Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Mortal Kombat 1's release garnered more players for that franchise across all of the studios available Mortal Kombat games than WB have ever had before in its 30-plus year history.
MK1 seemingly lost a huge amount of its casual audience, I'd say, in the first...
Mortal Kombat 1, I feel, is the messiest release in NRS history.
Even I have to admit that Mortal Kombat 1 is in a not-so-good spot.
Mortal Kombat 1 also is not in the best state.
Mortal Kombat 1, a great game that nobody wanted.
In the realm of Mortal Kombat, where victories are flawless and fatalities legendary, a different clash has emerged. The iconic franchise finds itself amid a storm of discontent, with fans once again voicing their displeasure over Mortal Kombat 1. Did Warner Bros. Discovery just make a play at damage control in order to please stockholders and steer through the community uproar? Welcome back to another bite-sized episode of The Roamcast. I'm your host, the Mortal Kombat fan, Tim.
And I'm Yanni. Today, we'll be delving into this crisis, illuminating fan disappointment, exploring a recent Variety article on the topic, and dissecting Warner Bros. Discovery's statements as Mortal Kombat 1's fate seemingly hangs in the balance.
Now, before we get too far into today's bite-sized episode, I would like to mention that we still have a lot of G Fuel that we are giving away to you guys, and we also have this G Fuel box set. So if you would like a chance to win any G Fuel, stick around to the end of the credits where I'll explain how we're giving this away.
Mortal Kombat 1 released on September 14, 2023, and despite having what seemed to be a solid foundation in gameplay and roster, it was not immune to the criticisms of an unsatisfied fanbase. Whether due to technical glitches, narrative choices, or monetization practices, the game has faced constant backlash demanding a response from Warner Bros. Discovery. One of the more prominent criticisms came from Sonic Fox, whose reputation adds weight to their concerns. Sonic Fox recently posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, "I am hopeful that it is not too late for MK1 to get back on the right track." This blend of optimism with an underlying worry about the game's current trajectory is something that seems to be echoed across the entire current community. Sonic Fox's statement digs deeper, acknowledging issues within Warner Bros. That extend beyond NetherRealm Studios, NRS, the game's developer. In a moment of distinction, they note, "I know there are certain things that are completely WB's fault and not necessarily NRS." This differentiation sets the stage for today's bite-sized episode, separating the actions of the developer from the overarching decisions influenced by Warner Bros. The gravity of the situation is further underscored by Sonic Fox's admission that they might consider dropping the game if improvements aren't made. This sentiment, coupled with Sonic Fox's history of taking similar actions in the past, demonstrates the disillusionment that many fans are currently facing and raises the stakes for Warner Bros. And NRS. The competitive player's voice becomes part of a unified fanbase, echoing concerns about predatory microtransaction practices, rumors of a dwindling player base, and criticisms regarding gameplay and entertainment value in Mortal Kombat 1. In the wider gaming community, various influential content creators join the conversation of fan disappointment. Superman049, through their video, "What Happened to Mortal Kombat 1?" offers constructive criticism, dissecting specific aspects of the game that require attention. Rusk Poet's video, "Is Mortal Kombat 1 Dying? 5 Rules to Fix MK1, adds a proactive element, proposing rules for potential rectification. Maximilian Dude's video, "What's Happening to Mortal Kombat 1? Aligns with the constructive criticism narrative, providing insights into the challenges faced by the game. We ourselves have discussed the pros and cons of the game, highlighting what we believe could and should have been done better. These aforementioned content creators bring a proactive and reflective element to the discourse, offering not only criticism but also potential solutions. The involvement of prominent gaming personalities in expressing concerns and providing constructive feedback amplifies the gravity of the situation, creating a unified voice within the community. Even beyond the immediate Mortal Kombat-specific gaming community, the Angry Joe Show's inclusion of Mortal Kombat 1 into the Top 10 Most Disappointing Games of 2023 video further accentuates the broader impact of fan dissatisfaction. Criticizing the game's monetary practices, this mainstream recognition adds weight to the argument.
Let me just take a moment to say I cannot be any more disappointed with my favorite fighting game franchise.
Making it clear that Mortal Kombat 1's issues have transcended the boundaries of a niche gaming community and entered the broader conversation of gaming disappointments. Simply put, the mix of fan dissatisfaction expressed by competitive players, influential content creators, and mainstream critics, all on top of the general player and fan base, highlights the need for Warner Bros. And NRS to address the issues with Mortal Kombat 1. The fact that even competitive players have begun criticizing the game is actually an important fact to note, as it is usually the fighting game community players who brush off the quote-unquote casual players' concerns, as they state that there should be a focus on the gameplay and competitive side of the game, rather than the other points that the rest of the fanbase finds just as important. The coming together of these voices, each adding a unique aspect to the story, highlights the complexity and depth of the challenges faced by Warner Bros. Gaming Division. In this intricate situation, the path to making things better for players must be figured out. Every detail needs proper attention and communication in order to rebuild trust with the Mortal Kombat community.
After the discontent surrounding Mortal Kombat 1, Warner Bros. Discovery's gaming division took center stage in a recent Variety article, seemingly strategically positioned as a response to fan backlash. Published in January 2024, the article attempts to reshape the narrative surrounding Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment's management, with a particular focus on the success of Hogwarts Legacy. However, its strategic intent seems to be evident, acknowledging challenges while framing them within the broader context of the gaming division's accomplishments. According to the article, the biggest example of prioritizing Warner Bros. Franchises and IP in 2023, aside from Hogwarts Legacy, was September 14th's Mortal Kombat 1. President of WB Interactive, David Haddad, states in the article that the game's release garnered more players for that franchise across all of the studio's available Mortal Kombat games, including mobile games, than they have ever had before in its 30-plus year history. Mortal Kombat 1 was nominated for the Best Fighting Game of the Year at the Game Awards in December. However, it should be noted that although they were nominated, they did lose that award to Street Fighter. The Variety article provided a platform for David Zaslav, CEO of Warner Bros. Discovery, and David Haddad, WBD's game chief, to present a defense against the fan backlash. Haddad's statement, offering a glimpse into the executive-level strategic thinking, failed to address specific concerns raised by the gaming community. Zaslav's vision, outlined in the Quarter 3 earnings report, emphasized a shift towards prioritizing Warner Bros. Franchises and IP, but lacked transparency on addressing specific issues faced with Mortal Kombat 1, and instead, a desire to further lean into microtransaction strategies, which the fan base and the entire gaming community as a whole are hypercritical of. The strategic silence on addressing fan dissatisfaction raises concerns about the gaming division's commitment to transparency and addressing player worries. It leaves the gaming community unaware of concrete steps taken to rectify issues raised by players, creating uncertainty regarding the division's player-centric game development commitment and demonstrating a lack of care towards those who actually play the games and what they desire in the series. The Variety interview hinted at a commitment to learning from the Mortal Kombat 1 experience, but could it be leaning into the wrong aspects of the experience, which are the root cause of fan dissatisfaction? The lack of concrete plans or an open dialogue with the community raises questions about the gaming division's commitment to player satisfaction. This all comes after a tweet from Ed Boon in October 2023, in the early aftermath of Mortal Kombat 1's release, stating, "We continue to listen. Let's keep the lines of communication open to make Mortal Kombat 1 the best game it can be." This was received positively by the community, as communication has been something the fanbase has desired for a long time from the studio. However, communication went near radio silent, aside from a select few individuals of the studio, since this post, with no indication of future plans for the game outside of already announced DLC. At the time of posting this video, John Cena's Peacemaker has officially been confirmed to be delayed from the regular schedule, without the delay actually being addressed by the studio, which has only offered a statement of, Peacemaker is preparing for his arrival in the new era. Early access will be available on February 28th, along with the arrival of the new season around the same time. Details on both will be coming later this month. The absence of clear post-release plans for Mortal Kombat 1 might be interpreted as a lack of accountability or a reluctance to address the issues head-on. In an industry where player feedback plays a crucial role, this approach could potentially harm the relationship between the gaming division and its audience. This can be seen on various platforms of social media, with many players, including longtime fans of the franchise, stating that they do not intend to purchase any future Mortal Kombat games, or at least buy them on release, instead waiting for a heavily discounted complete edition much later on. Strategically steering the narrative towards the success of Hogwarts Legacy, the Variety article painted a rosy picture to overshadow the challenges with Mortal Kombat 1. While celebrating the achievements of one title, it conveniently ignored the significant criticisms faced by the others. Many argued that the success of Mortal Kombat 1 was primarily due to its IP rather than its quality, leaving it undercooked despite the initial enjoyment it provided. The timing of the article, following the Q3 earnings reports, appears more as an attempt to distract from the pressing issues surrounding Mortal Kombat 1 rather than a genuine effort at transparency and accountability. It leaves a lingering question about the sincerity of the gaming division's communication with its player base. The Variety interview, instead of addressing concerns raised by fans, seems to be a calculated move by Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment to strategically navigate the aftermath of Mortal Kombat 1's backlash. The lack of transparency, vague commitments to learning from their mistakes, and the divisionary focus on Hogwarts Legacy's positives, whilst ignoring any negativity in their gaming division, raise critical questions about the approach to player satisfaction and community engagement.
While Variety's article offers a comprehensive view of Warner Bros. Discovery's gaming division, it falls short in addressing the specific issues surrounding Mortal Kombat 1. The lack of explicit acknowledgement of fan backlash, microtransaction criticisms, and a heavily declining player base creates a gap in understanding the core concerns affecting the game's reception. As we address the community critiques, even just within this video, it becomes apparent that a balanced examination is needed, encompassing both positive aspects and the challenges faced by Mortal Kombat 1. In the tempestuous realm of Mortal Kombat, where fatalities are expected but not in the form of fan backlash, Warner Bros. Discovery stands at a crossroads. Does it continue along the track it is currently on, in failing to take accountability and ignoring fan concerns? Or does it take on a new path, akin to adored gaming studios such as From Software and Santa Monica Studios and more, in ensuring it releases titles it can be proud of with clear communication between itself and the fanbase? The path forward requires a holistic approach, incorporating fan feedback, industry trends, and a commitment to rectify the specific issues that have marred the reception of Mortal Kombat 1. As the gaming division charts its course in the ever-evolving landscape, a transparent and responsive approach will be crucial in regaining and fostering trust, as well as ensuring the sustained success of Warner Bros. Games and, more specifically, Mortal Kombat. Doing such could result in a potential redemption of Mortal Kombat, an iconic franchise that has weathered many storms. Should Warner Bros. Discovery demonstrate willingness to address fan concerns head-on and steer the ship back toward the path of glory, then the future could hold the promise of a triumphant return. The Mortal Kombat community, passionate and invested, eagerly awaits the next direction, hopeful that the iconic phrase, "finish him," takes on a new meaning, in this case being the completion of the latest title in the franchise and the revitalization of a beloved gaming legend.
As we conclude our exploration of Warner's Kombat Crisis and the intricate dynamics surrounding Mortal Kombat's future, it's essential to recognize the power of the Mortal Kombat community. Your voice matters more than ever in shaping the trajectory of this iconic franchise. Do you have thoughts on the direction that Mortal Kombat should take? Whether it's addressing gameplay concerns, advocating for more transparent communication from developers, or sharing your ideas for future titles, now is the time to make your voices heard. Leave comments, engage with developers on social media, and participate in discussions within the community.
Just as every flawless victory is built upon precise execution and strategic decision-making, the future of Mortal Kombat relies on the collective input of its dedicated fan base. Let's work together to forge a path that honors the legacy of this beloved franchise while embracing innovation and growth. If you enjoyed this bite-sized episode, be sure to check out our latest episode of the Realmcast, where every warrior has a story and every saga a lesson.
Thanks for sticking around. As I mentioned, we have a lot of G Fuel. We want to give this to you guys. This is just to show our appreciation to all of our fans for subscribing to the Realmcast. So if you're interested in winning any G Fuel between now and our next Soul Stream, leave a comment in any of our videos and we'll take all of the comments, anybody who entered the giveaway, and we will be doing a drawing. You don't have to say, I want G Fuel or anything like that. All you got to do is leave a comment. Tell us what you think about the episode. It's that simple. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we do have this collector's edition Dancing Dragon pack from G Fuel. I'm going to open it up just so you guys can see. It comes with this Mortal Kombat 1 Liu Kang shaker bottle, which is actually made out of aluminum. It keeps your drink cold. You can take this to the gym. It has a built-in little shaker thing, so it'll shake your powders together. You can even like sit at your desk like I do, mix up your drink and sip on it while you're watching the show. And it also comes with the Dancing Dragon Liu Kang G Fuel. This particular flavor is dragon fruit mango. Really good, especially if you like more of the fruity G Fuel flavors. So we have that in the collector's box. All you got to do to enter to win this is be a subscriber. Just subscribe to the Realmcast. We're going to be going through our subscribers and giving away this G Fuel during our Soul Stream, which if you're not familiar with that, that is our live show where we go through with our guests and interact with you guys. So just subscribe and we will announce the winner. And then just reach out to us after you've won and we'll give it to you. If you have won any of our giveaways in the past, please do reach out to us because we're just going to keep giving this up away until it's gone. And if you don't claim it, we'll probably just pass it on to the next person. So if you want some G Fuel, you want some Dancing Dragon collector's box set, let us know because we want to give this to you guys. We appreciate every single one of our fans for subscribing, for interacting with us. We'd like to hear what you guys think. So leave a comment on the video itself. Tell us what you think about it. And win some G Fuel. I mentioned it before, we got four different flavors that we're going to be giving away. We have the Dancing Dragon. We have the Sub-Zero Eye Shatter. We got the Scorpion Sting Spicy Mango. And we got the Raiden Electric Strike. These are all the Mortal Kombat Classic 30 Edition canisters, except the Liu Kang, which is the Mortal Kombat 1 brand new flavor, Dancing Dragon. If you guys haven't tried G Fuel, this is a great opportunity to do it. It's all sugar-free. And it's been known to give gamers a little bit of an edge with increased energy, focus, endurance, and reaction speed. So it's yours. All you got to do is leave a comment and claim it. For every comment received on our YouTube channel and for every subscriber that we have, we're going to be going through and giving you a chance to win. We'll announce all the winners on our next Soul Stream. And like I've said, we want to give this to you guys because we want to say thank you for tuning into everything that we do here with Mortal Kombat Online. So leave a comment and subscribe and you get a chance to win some of this cool stuff that we have. So come get some G Fuel. We'll send it your way. And again, thank you guys so much for subscribing to the Realmcast. We do the show for you because we love Mortal Kombat and we want to share that with all of you.